are excited to have you all from Minneapolis here. And thank you for taking your spring break, I would imagine, right? To come and love on the city. And my prayer for the week for you all is how much God's going to touch on your heart this week as well, as you seek to spread the word of God to others, that he's going to really touch on your heart as well. Okay, so my testimony, 47 years of life, it's that you sit and think, what part should I share? I'm going to start by reading Psalm 40, verse 1 through 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on the rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. He turned to me. He took me out of mud, out of slime. Mire, the word mire means like a swamp. So people in New Orleans, we all know what that is. It's gross, right? Like, we were covered in that. And he turned to me and he cleaned me up. That is a verse that I memorized as an adult and still lean on heavily today. At a young age, I had a good home, not perfect, but it was very good. So good that my parents, both Jesus followers, they showed me, they lived out compassion. They lived out compassion toward others. And they showed me hospitality, inviting others from church home to be with us during the holidays. So our table was always with a family, you know, from our church during Thanksgiving and Easter. They also showed me faithfulness to serving the church. My dad was a deacon. My mom, she took care of the whole VBS and would teach Sunday school and ladies Bible studies and all sorts of wonderful things. I would go early to church and fold the bulletins while my dad was getting all the Sunday school rooms ready for everybody. So they showed me a lot. Now, they have since, they're presently gone and living in heaven. I lost my mom at 19. I lost my dad at 35. And now I hear of even their generosity. I hear of the dresses that I wore that were passed down. I still know that person, and she talks about how much she loved wearing those dresses. Or the mom, the single mom with three kids, and she got this anonymous gift from my parents because she needed a washer or something. I don't remember exactly, but it was generosity, right? I hear those sweet stories now. And I heard a sweet story recently of the tears that they would both shed over communion because they were overwhelmed by God's love and sacrifice for their lives. And those are stories even that now that I can hear even today. And they touch my life deeply. That's the parents I had. I was also overwhelmed by his love and sacrifice for my life. Now, I want to focus these next few things I want to share now, you know, in my life is I want to focus on his gentleness, okay? So when you think about today, I want you to think about, in this little testimony, I want you to think about God's gentleness to me. in my life. And just his, that's one of his many characters. But, you know, in high school, from being overwhelmed by his love, I was overwhelmed with how people saw me, right? My reputation. So I rode the fence, right? Did my youth thing, did my party thing. And then I came to that place where it was, you know, God showed his gentleness in spite of me, in spite of me. And, you know, even though I tended to got lazy as a believer and sloppy, he was gentle. And he showed me how much more significant and how much more rewarding it would be to take a side of the fence. And so I did. Okay. So I go on with life following the Lord. In our young married life, the battle of the mind, right? Like sometimes we can be our worst enemies, the things that we tell ourselves in our head. And we had to fight that. We have to fight, what are we telling ourselves lies? Or are we telling ourselves truth? So much so that I thought we had like marital problems, and so we got counseling, and the Lord was gentle. He was gentle with me. And he's helped me to see what lies I was telling myself. And he was a great counselor, and putting other people in my life counseling me. There was times that I was angry. My dad died, y'all, suddenly. I didn't see it coming. I was angry at the Lord. So angry. Like a toddler throwing a tantrum. Like just anger. But I kept talking to him. I didn't walk away from him. But good golly, he heard it from me. But he was gentle. That gentleness kept me following him, right? He didn't get angry at me. He didn't get angry at me back. Or he didn't just go, you don't deserve my love, right? Like he didn't say, you're not good enough. Or he didn't say, yeah, believe those lies. And live out your life because of those lies. He was gentle, and he's like, I know you're angry. And here's the truth. And here's my love. And here's my peace. I love you. He was gentle with me. So then I have, you know, times of loneliness, right? Or just that feeling of something absent, you know, when you don't have family around. But he gave me friends that are like family, right? That gentle Lord was like, I'm going to provide for you. I'm going to give you to fill. I want to fill that heart with joy. He wants joy for you all. He wants joy no matter what the circumstances, right? Wherever you are, he wants you to have joy. Because of him, because of his love. There have been times I've felt really overworked. And I've just wanted to prove myself, right? Because this awesome God, I gotta work, I gotta give back to him because of all that he's done for me. And I work and work and work and work, and I get to the place where I'm tired. And I tell him. And he says, rest. Then rest. It's okay. Because he's gentle. He's a gentle God. We are hard on ourselves, aren't we? As humans. So I just want to emphasize just what an awesome God we have. What a gentle God we have. And where I am in life now, I'm embracing that truth, and I'm embracing the opportunities he gives me, but also the rest that he allows me as well, sometimes in life. So I'll end by just reading. There's a book called Gentle and Lowly, The Heart of Christ for Sinners and Sufferers. And it recently impacted my life. The deeper into weakness and suffering and testing we go, the deeper Christ's solidarity with us. As we go down into pain and anguish, we are descending ever deeper into Christ's very heart, not away from it. Look to Christ. He deals gently with you. It's the only way he knows how to be. He's the high priest to end all high priests. As long as you fix your attention on your sin, you'll fail to see how you can be safe. But as long as you look to the higher priest, the high priest, you will fail to see how you can be in danger. Looking inside ourselves, we can anticipate only harshness from heaven. But looking at Christ, we can anticipate only gentleness.